this is already going so much bigger than 1600 deaths did yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, returning for one night only in a single elimination Hell in a Cell spit-swapping match, it is the Not Another Magic Tag Team Podcast, competing for the Intercontinental Tag Team Belt.
Yeah! We got some hype!
Yeah! Woo!
The Hypebot 3000 is broken down. It's,
so we have to beatbox our own music? What would Grant's music be like? For a wrestler.
We're just gonna use 1 week.
Yep. There we go. And, entering the ring, weighing in at 240 pounds of pure Carolina Fury is Jack LaCroix! And joining him tonight, his lifelong partner in both the tag team match and life, Jeff Good.
The low guppy! I flail like a fish and flop like a fish.
Jeff.
Lay on the ground like a fish.
Jeff is the Magikarp of fucking wrestling. There we go. Somebody out there will get that reference. Anyways, folks, as per the norm, it's been a hot minute since we recorded, but we are Not Another Magic Podcast, where occasionally we talk about magic, and occasionally we talk about, usually other shit, though. Like, we love to talk about other shit.
Yeah, we love not talking about magic.
But tonight we actually are going to talk about magic in our high look at us for limited resources set review, which we'll get to that in a little bit.
Oh yeah,
and
strap in for a 5-hour marathon.
Yeah, I hope you guys are ready. Jeff has already pre-edited this podcast as we're recording it, and we're going to take you on a journey into extensive reviews information. You guys are really going to see a new side of me and Jeff tonight when it comes to reviewing cards, and you know maybe you guys will actually take us seriously for once. That'd be really cool. So, yeah, that said, folks, before we really dig in here, I'd like to take a moment here, and I'm not going to make this long, I swear, but, as a few of you probably know, as of this recording, I basically have gotten through one of the shittiest weeks of my entire life. And it's funny, because I had to take a couple of days off from Card Confidants, which, to be completely honest, like, I gotta brag.
That's when you know it's bad.
They have everything completely automated. Like, I really don't have to do any work at this point outside of, like, occasionally looking over somebody's article or retweeting, like, an edited article or something like that. Like, I legitimately don't have to do anything because Trevor and Renee are literally, like, perfect people. I don't know how to put it other than that. They're just fantastic. But, I had to take a couple of days off from quite literally everything. And, so, it looks like things are finally starting to look up a little bit. I mean, a couple of things are still up in the air, but pretty much everybody from the community that I talk to on a regular basis, reached out to me and wanted, you know, even sometimes personally told me, look, if you need anything, I'm here. And Jeff, you were one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it seems like every time something really shitty happens or I'm going through a hard period, and I think nobody cares, I turn around and there's like 50 tweets from people being like, hey, look, if you need something, if you need to talk to somebody, I'm here. And, you know,
Twitter is there for you, man.
Yeah, it's crazy too, because like, honestly, I could cry over the amount of support that people want to give and the amount of care that people actually want to give when stuff happens. And, thank you, I guess is really all I have to say, because that surprises me every time it happens. But anyways, before I actually do start crying. So, Jeff, what have you been up to?
You're just going
to
start roboting instead.
That Domari got to. It's, oh god, you know what it is?
It's your fucking
Jackbot.
Linux.
Jackbot is infiltrated.
Jackbot!
Jackbot.
We got really worried, like, when you didn't show up for that thing. Like, there was one night that, like, all that shit went down, I didn't hear from you, and we were, like, supposed to go, and I'm like, man, it's been an hour. And then it was like, checking, like, the Jackbot, and it was like, my ashes are scattered in your garden. I'm like, holy shit!
okay, we gotta fucking talk about Jackbot for a second, too, because, alright, as a lot of you probably know, a very close personal friend of mine, Violet Edgar, Violet MTG on Twitter, made Jackbot, which is a Twitter bot of me. And, like, it's really, like, now it's that uncanny. I've actually sat back. Yeah, like, now that I've watched it for a month, yeah, there's the tweets where it's literally just, like, word salad. Yeah. But, like, the bot captures all of my emotional extremes so perfectly. It's really fucking creepy. It's, like, there was one day where it was something like, "Hi, I'm Jack, and I like chub girls and monocles and short skirts." And I was like, fuck, that is something I would actually tweet.
On.
Yeah, and then, like, there was another day where, the bot, like you were saying, the bot had said something like, I want you to scatter my ashes in your garden of love or some shit like that. And I was like, whoa, fuck. That's me when I listen to too much Hawthorne Heights late at night. Yeah, holy fuck. So, the bot is really fucking creepy. And it's even at the point where I've had a couple of people, tweet at me. They're like, look, I had to stop following your bot because it was getting impossible to distinguish which one of you was which. And yeah. I was like, oh God.
Yeah, if you ever matched its avatar, we'd all be fucked.
Oh, don't give me any ideas. April 1st is coming. Oh, that's what I'm gonna fucking do. That's what I'm gonna fucking do. I'm gonna make the avatar.
I'll either cut this out or not release this until after April 1st.
No, probably go the ahead and release it because probably the latter. Like nobody's gonna fucking remember I said this. I'll make the avatar the exact same and just not tweet that day. That would be great. Holy hell. Yeah, we're going to do that.
Oh, you should tweet your own shit. Like, definitely go for it.
No, I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do now, and I'm not going to say it on the podcast because it'll ruin it. But anyways, but like, the bot also, like, the bot tweets some freaky shit sometimes, too. Like, it has this weird incest fetish for some reason, like, over some of the tweets. And it's like, there was one where it was like, man, I'm totally jacking it right now. I love my daughter. And I was like, whoa,
yeah, that
no.
was awesome.
Neither one of those things need paired together, Jackbot. And then the other day, like, it said something where it was like, you know, blah, 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 I hope to have an intimate relationship with Pikachu. And I'm like, no, can we just not advocate bestiality? Don't give the furries that follow me any more fire, please.
Yeah, man, when it,
when it
combines, like, the porn you tweet with other things, that's amazing.
That's when it gets scary. So, big shout out to Jackbot and Violet.
One of the more recent ones I retweeted was, I spill spaghetti simply by breathing. I've ascended mere mortals. And I totally can see you saying both of those things separately, but it put them together.
Yeah. And what's even better is when it'll take, like, the run-on tweets that I do and then pair them up with something else, and then it just becomes, like, this new, like way too many deep thoughts at the same time type shit.
It's had some deep ones. Sometimes it'll, like, weigh in on, like, a serious issue, too.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's look at Jackbot's top tweets. Why the hell not? and the handle is Jacklabot, by the way. And
Jack
I'm gonna go ahead and say
Labatt.
Here. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say here too. I did not put the avatar or the banner image up. That was Violet, because Violet knows some of my more eccentric taste, I guess is the best way to say that. We share stories. So
I mean it's appropriate. It looks like, you know, what your bot would look like, so.
I mean, yeah, let's see.
I mean, just some recent ones here. Butt hugs are the best hugs. Baba Yaga, it's really opening my eyes done first, then my knees.
Whoa, buddy. Okay. Let's see here. Thank you, everyone, for the children. Let it go. Kale, stop. Let's see. There's all this stuff about, like, waifus, and it made me realize how much I actually fucking tweet about waifu shit. Is so absolutely adorable when she blushes. No, Mom, no. Here's an idea. Hasbro should hire programmers from the sky for artists.
I've got one here. His appeals to patriotism are thinly veiled nationalist rhetoric, which is as racist as it is being Kanye and a werewolf.
Whoa. Okay, yeah, that's almost right.
being Kanye and a werewolf.
This is great. Holy shit, I have no fucking idea how to kill myself twice and I still fight the urge. Oh lord. Take the serious ones, just destroy it. Circle jerk, it is going to give you one, do you mean password? Let's see here. Shooting things just got done editing a recording of Lily for O. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Because he's got a bunch, man.
Take turns. Otherwise, ahead, ask a Staples associate. This gum be good. When the waifu farm.
Because sexuality is a leech and a bum, but making them worth the reader's time. Oh, let's see here. Okay. I love you. Remind me to RP on F-List as a conquest, which I'll explain what F-List is here in a minute. And who knows, you might be okay, folks. All right, I think we're done. I think we're done. You folks get the general gist, though. My bot is...
There's a volume.
Yeah, like, the fucking... The bot is literally all of the weird fetishy things I say just all day long and automatically. So go follow Jack_Labot. It might be worth your time. You never know. Oh, and F-List for... Those that don't know and don't go to the very dark corners of the internet, I guess is the best way to put that, is a fetish roleplay website. And yes, it's just as bad as you think it is. So there, yeah. Alright, so we've got some other things I guess we could talk about. Didn't you go to a GP or something?
No.
Oh, well,
I've been getting hyped about going to GP Minneapolis for a couple months. I did book my flight. That is awesome. News. I found a good deal through Spirit Air, direct from Boston to Minneapolis, with a check bag under $200.
Spirit Air sounds like you're going to, like, sit around a table, hold hands, and pray for the table to levitate.
Yeah. I don't know, they're good. Their fares are cheap, not in every city, but cheap direct fares. Direct fares are cheaper than...
Do you pay for your tickets with copies of Seance?
If I could, that would be the best way to get to travel.
I wonder what the fuck ever happened to Seance Guy. Mm. Like, did that ever come to be, like, a thing at all?
Yeah, I think that failed.
excuse me, I was dying. Yeah, on top of everything else that happened last week, everybody in the house is sick again. Like, I swear we're healthy at least some days out of the year. Like, if I feel like every time I get on this podcast, I'm dying of something, but I swear we're all healthy at least at some point. So anyways, yeah, I guess it did because Bitcoin's kind of going into free fall now, isn't it?
Yeah, I heard that's dying. That's fine.
Oh god, yeah. So basically this will be a short nerd bullshit thing we talk about for a second. For those of you that don't know, where the fuck have you been? Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency and it's alleged as being like the future of financing. But here's the thing you need to know about Bitcoin. Basically imagine a completely unregulated stock market on a commodity, right?
Like magic cards?
Yeah. Like the magic secondary market is a really good analogy, but imagine if it's just like on like Termagoyf, okay? And no other cards exist in this market.
Termagoins.
Yeah, except for Termagoyf. And there's a bunch of people who had capital when this little Termagoyf market started, so that... God, I'm going to keep dying on this cast tonight.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't so, be not another magic podcast if Jack didn't die. At least once.
So, yeah, they went ahead and bought up all the Termagoyfs possible. And because they have a monopoly on it, it goes up and down erratically all the time. But you and your buddies kind of got in on the ground floor, so you guys think you might make some money, and then these guys just buy you out.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way you get these Termagoyfs is that you take as powerful a computer as you can and just let it churn at maximum capacity, and then every randomly so often, it'll spit out a Termagoyf. Kind of like Magic Online.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, like, Bitcoin is being controlled by a handful of people that control over 90% of the market, okay? And these people are refusing to do anything about the technical side of Bitcoin so that Bitcoin can expand. And, you know, there's all the various illegal things that Bitcoin's been used for.
Used for illegal shit, too. That's the other.
Yeah, like, including but not limited to doxing, illegal porn, weapons, drugs
yeah.
all the drugs ever.
All the best drugs, yeah.
Yeah, and which I actually have quite a few funny stories about that, but I'll save that for another cast. And, like, it's funny, too, to me about Bitcoin, because it wasn't the reputation around it that actually killed it. It was this just handful of people who dominated the Bitcoin market that ended up killing it. And I think that's very funny and very poetic of how economics actually works. But anyways, I guess we'll touch on this other thing that happened in my state just very briefly, because I'd like to have other people on to talk about it more extensively. So Jeff, do you know what North Carolina loves more than butterscotch biscuits and fried chicken and rebel flags?
There's the thing I know I shouldn't say, so I'm not going to.
It's not incense.
Small government staying out of people's businesses?
No. They actually love slamming minority and special interest groups more than any other state in the union. Because North Carolina recently signed into effect a law that looks kind of offensive on the surface, but once you actually read the law, you realize how incredibly fucking god-awful this law is. Mm. And the long and short of it is, there is now a law in North Carolina where, basically, if you are a transgender person, you have to go into a bathroom that you biologically would have had to go into based on your birth certificate. Okay? Now, this doesn't seem as bad as it could be on the surface, but there's a couple of things to take away from this. First of all, there's actually, along with this law, they repealed all kinds of things where you could actually fight against discrimination, either by being a minority or being...
The big thing was that it repealed a whole lot of local laws and basically invalidated a bunch of local laws, which I don't know if that's even constitutional in North Carolina.
Well, unfortunately, it is.
To the anti-discrimination laws, child labor laws.
Yep. There's
any kind
there's
of local child labor law got repealed at the same time. So,
well, at least Riley can earn a living wage now, right? that was terrible. But basically this law. And again, we're gonna try and have somebody else on to talk about this. But I just want to emphasize that this is not the North Carolina that everybody stands for, and I encourage you guys to write North Carolina Senator Pat McCrory, who actually spearheaded this into effect.
Is that the senator, or was that the governor?
Oh, who God, my governor? Mind slipped me. If I wasn't on cough syrup right now, I'd be more accurate.
Cough syrup.
Oh, codeine, baby. But I encourage you guys to write Pat McCrory and tell him what a worthless piece of shit he is. Don't try to be civil. Like, forget being civil. He's not worth your time being civil. Because what this law effectively has done is it's thrown an entire group of people under a fucking bus over culture. That's really what it is. Because a lot of cities in North Carolina, especially Charlotte, which actually started pushing for diversity and discrimination, anti-discrimination laws and stuff like that.
Yeah, what kind of sparked this state bill is that Charlotte passed anti-discrimination laws, on a local level. And they're like, well, we can't deal with that.
And basically what you guys need to realize about the big part of this is, while there's a lot of areas in North Carolina that are actually very progressive and they are trying very, 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 very hard to get with the times and, actually recognize women and LGBT people as human beings, there's twice as many rural areas, like mine, like where I'm from, where the law is very white, very conservative, and very Christian. And I'm not saying necessarily any of those schools of thought on their own are bad, but it's the extremist ideology in which they're taught in North Carolina that's bad. And that's essentially
And that state is gerrymandered to shit. Oh, like, have you seen some of the districts?
Yeah, it's
there's
so
districts
bad.
That are like, span the length of the state and are like a few miles wide. Yeah, they're nonsense.
Like it's so bad here. And the one thing I've always called it is the good old boy syndrome. Because while you might have people who are actual human beings trying to do human being things for the state, you have this huge underbelly of conservative government where, the easiest way to put this is their daddy, was the governor, and their whole family's been indoctrinated into this very conservative political ideology. Mm-hmm. And both of those schools of people are butting heads right now. And the only reason I even bring this up is a lot of people have seen this and they're thinking North Carolina is ass backwards. And I promise you it is not. There's a lot of us in this state that are extremely,
extremely ass forwards.
We put our butt in front, by God. And the only reason I bring this up is there is a lot of transgendered players and others that I've talked to in the community who have mentioned, you know, I'm not going to an event in North Carolina. I can't go into a bathroom, you know? And to these people, I want to say I completely respect your decision. I do want to mention, though, that several people have pointed out that Star City Games and a couple of other TOs are trying to be as accommodating as possible with the venues that they have.
Yeah, and they can do that on site, but that doesn't, that's only the site. Like, they can't control anywhere else.
Yeah, you know? And they can't. And, but, you know, there's, and this is one of the rare times you're actually going to hear me say something good about Star City Games, okay? Mm-hmm. A lot of, SCG and a lot of other people are trying to be very accommodating with the spaces that they have. Mm-hmm. So if you really want to go to GP Charlotte, or there's something in North Carolina you want to go to, and you know the TO, write to them, explain what's going on, and, you know, maybe things could work out, because the worst thing you can do is not be present, I guess. Because, like, and I'm trying to find a sensitive way to say this. And it's not just at, like, magic events. It's in the general populace in North Carolina. If you refuse to kind of be out there and be who you are, then you're going to let this conservative government and all its horrible bullshit that it practices in the state win. So I encourage
you. Yeah, and come November, even if you don't give a shit about any of the presidential candidates, there's all kinds of other elections going on.
Please, for the love, love of
vote for your state and local reps.
Go out and vote. Yeah.
You know, this got, like, shoved through in, like, less than a day.
And that's how the fuck it happens in North Carolina. Like, people don't actually believe me when I talk about North Carolina and this good old boy shit. But this is exactly how the fuck it actually happens. Like, this conservative leadership that we have in the state, they wait until the most inopportune time to push things through. Now, that said, it was a vote of 32-0, and a lot of the people think that indicates that the Democratic part of the office actually walked out of the debate. And while I respect that, this law still got passed because those people walked out.
Well, they walked out in protest because they didn't have enough votes to stop it.
Yeah.
So.
And I understand that, but my point being, and I don't like getting political on this podcast, because I could rant for 3 hours very easily about this.
And we've got other shit to rant about for 3 hours.
We do. Regardless of what you think of the Electoral College, I really want to emphasize something here. Local laws and state laws affect your daily quality of life.
Yeah. Even if it's unconstitutional like this is, it can take years for that shit to get...
Absolutely.
To get taken care of.
Yeah. So please, for the love of whatever you believe in, go out this November. If, you know, not even if you're a North Carolina citizen, like, because there's every state has stupid shit that happens, okay?
Yeah, look beyond the presidential circus. Find out what's really going on.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to say this too, and this is probably going to piss a couple of people off. You know, let's say you're one of those people where you're like, well, I don't give a shit about this group of people, whatever, you know, throw them under the bus, blah, 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 this doesn't affect me. This bill costs $42,000 to sign into effect. Now, I know $42,000 may not seem like a whole shit ton of money to a lot of people out there, especially when you're talking state budgets, you're talking in the millions and things like that. But, like, Jeff, where I'm from, we had a pothole that took up the whole street that was there for 2 years and almost shut down the fucking street because the town didn't have enough money to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And $42,000, especially with as many rural towns and cities and municipalities and villages and shit that there are in North Carolina, just like mine, that $42,000 could have gone to a hell of a lot better shit than throwing a whole group of people under a fucking bus. So please, if for nothing else, government spending is ludicrous. Get out and vote this November. All right, I'm done. We're going to put this to bed. And it's time to move on to...
It's time for the main event! Shadows Over Innistrad set review.
Oh shit, you had me all hyped up because I thought it was going to be a wrestling introduction. I was flexing in my room and shit because the viewers can see that, but anyways.
Well, we're going to take little pieces of cardboard and just bash them against each other and see which one is more durable.
This is Chair Shots the episode. Done.
No, we've got a very, very thorough, complete grading scale for Shadows Over Innistrad. Unlike you'll see anywhere else, we basically have two grades. The best grade a card can receive is not shit. The card is not shit. It's not shit. You're probably gonna play it somewhere. If it's shit, it's fucking garbage and you don't want it. That's the other grade, is shit.
Yeah, like light it on fire at the draft table.
This is something you're gonna open in a booster pack and just fucking drop on the floor and spit on, then piss on, and then maybe rub into the ground with your shoe.
Maybe, like, if you feel feel like it.
There might be some qualified shit grades, you know, like not shitting those, commander is the
those,
a common
those will
one.
Be like the kind where it's like the soft like shit that you take, right?
Yeah, it's good clean shit, but it, you know, it's still shit.
Yeah. All right. So without further ado, basically we're gonna keep running on this until we get tired. How we're gonna do this is we're just gonna read the name of the card, because you know what? Here at Not Another Magic Podcast, we actually believe in the intelligence of our listeners. I about said our readers. Holy shit! Not codeine.
Oh yeah, if you can't look up a card game, card name, like whatever, and it doesn't matter. You're like, you're not gonna read the whole text. You're gonna look at the name of the card that we told you, and you'll be like, oh, that's not shit. I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna draft that. I'm gonna put that in my deck. I'm gonna order 4 copies. You know, whatever. And if we said it was shit, you're gonna be like, fuck it, rip it in half.
Yeah, just as we trust you to know to trust us. We know you'll make good decisions. So anyways, mm-hmm. Jeff, let's go ahead and start this off. How about we trade back and forth? You want to do that?
Well, I think, like limited resources, we're going to start with a color and just go in order.
Oh, okay.
I've got Mythic Spoiler open to the black section. We're going to start in black, because we don't discriminate.
Yeah, that's right. We here at Not Another Magic Podcast.
Oh, wait, but if we're calling them shit, that might be bad. Let's start with red. Fuck that.
Yeah, let's be okay there.
We're gonna skip Avacyn's backside, as much as I hate to say that. Cause that shows up here.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it, let's do it. Avacyn's backside. 6/5 flying, that apparently is free. Not shit.
Absolutely not shit. And she blows up, and, you know, there's blood on the wings, so maybe you can listen to some Metallica while you're doing it, yeah?
Yeah, fucking cosplayed by Christine Sprankle, what's not to love?
They put Christine Sprankle in a set? Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. I'm done with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next we got Gold Knight Castigator. What do you give Gold Knight Castigator?
I want to give it, shit, honestly. Because, at first you're like, wow, 4/9 flyer with frickin' haste seems good, and then you read it. So it's total shit. Like, no, it's bad mythic, mm-hmm. Set it on fire, look at it in the eyes as you step on a puppy in front of it.
I know, I'm gonna call it hot shit. It might be shit, but it is hot as fuck. And I'm probably gonna play him, and it's probably gonna be bad.
Yeah, and in all honesty, let's be sincere here. This set has beautiful fucking art.
Mm.
Even the shit cards in this set have gorgeous art.
Yeah, that's what's true. All of the art, there is not a single piece of art that gets a shit grade.
You know what? Let's fucking do the mythics in the interest of time. Deal?
Let's just go until we get tired of it.
Okay, sounds good.
I mean, we could do the mythics, I guess. It's harder to. Oddly enough, on Mythic Spoiler, it's hard to sort by rarity.
Huh. Weird. Okay. let's go on to the next one. Wolf of Devil's Breach. It's 3 colorless, 2 mountains. It's
came right out of Devil's Breach.
Straight up out
shit.
Of Devil's Breach.
Care.
Busted bars. It probably meant easy E.
Falcon Wrath of Gorger is not shit at all.
It's a 2/1 for 1 red. That's never going to be
that
bad.
Is not shit. It gives your vampires fucking madness. That's some crazy shit right there, but it's not your real shit.
I don't think I would want to piss off a vampire.
Yeah, especially a mad vampire, we're not talking Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt vampire who's wearing a suit and shit. No, this is your fucking, your feral vampires.
World of Darkness. Alright, Avacyn's mm-hmm. Judgment.
Yes. Avacyn has judged your stained glass and found it wanting.
Yeah, I want to say this isn't shit, but it's shit. Because if it was an instant, it would be insane, but it's a sorcery. So no,
But madness breaks those rules, bitch.
Even if it, no, you're gonna fireball somebody at instant speed? Really? You're gonna tap out, and then they're gonna counter. And you're gonna be frickin' Timmy sitting on the side of the curb at the LGS.
Who plays fucking
counter? Your ice cream's melting.
Fucking instant speed madness rolling thunder for less mana. Card's dirty.
No, it's shit. It's total shit.
Not at all shit.
Okay,
we disagree. Jot it down in a spreadsheet. Someone who doesn't give a shit.
Gare Reach Bandit, which we should stipulate this is a flip card. It's a 2 colorless and mountains human rogue werewolf.
Yeah, we're not reading text. This text doesn't matter. This card's maybe not shit. I don't know.
It's a 3/2 with a haste, and it transforms werewolves on the other side.
That's not shit. We're just gonna call
that
shit.
There's a decent tier 2 deck in that.
Yeah. Scourge Werewolf is not shit because it goes in the colored mana only cube, fucking double red, 2/2 first strike, sign me up. I don't care what else it does. I mean, it's a double red 2/2. It's going in. It could be vanilla, and I'd love it, so.
Alright, Sin Prodder is 2 colorless and a red. This is not shit because it has a very sexy looking classic devil on it.
Yeah, it's got menace and 3 power, and some text. That text is not shit, so it's good.
Yeah. Burn from Within is X and red. It's a sorcery. Burn from Within is shit because it describes how my penis feels right now. So we're just gonna keep going. Devil's Playground is 4 colorless and 2 red.
That's gonna get altered to be heavy metal until the end of time.
Durf should actually do an arc for this. I think that would be just a bunch of them jumping out with fucking Kraken bottles.
Yeah, you get a bunch of devil tokens. We do need some devil tokens that are Kevy's dick.
No. I've seen way too much of that man. Like, I've seen Kevy's dick more than I've seen my own dick the last 3 years. And that makes me sad. So, anyways, Devil's Playground gets a not shit because of its text.
Yeah, it's not shit just for the name. Yeah, yeah.
I've been to a club called Devil's Playground. No, that place was shit. That was horrible.
The card not shit.
No. I will tell the story of Devil's Playground when we're done with our extensive set review here. Flameblade Angel shit.
Yeah, not shit at all. Look at that fucker.
I mean, she's gorgeous, but isn't Flameblade Angel kind of redundant?
Yeah, I want that on a fucking playmat. I don't need any more playmats, and I want that on a playmat.
Okay.
By the way, the Avacyn's Judgment art is going to be on a playmat, which is pretty sweet. And has Jason Tamio in it. We want to tell Tamio to let it go. Because she's holding Jace. Just let him go. Just let Jace go.
Just throw him in front of the angel and be done.
Yeah.
Harness the Storms gets a definite not shit because of its text and because it looks like Scarecrow is summoning Batman.
Not shit at all.
Not shit by any stretch of the imagination. Gibbering Fiend.
Gibbering Fiend is an overblown fucking Ashtamouth hound, so, I mean, not shit, but shit, you know.
It might be, like, standard shit, but it's
God, someone at Wizards fucking loves that mechanic. Like, there was the fucking, renowned one in M15, or in Origins, that was, like, an Ashtamouth hound that got better with Renowned. Someone there is just obsessed with Ashtamouth, so.
Or just eating ass, period.
Yeah.
Alright, Kessick Forgemaster. She's holding fire, so I'm gonna say she's not shit for fear that she might actually burn down my house.
Yeah.
Alright, Skin Invasion.
Wait, that's another one. Oh no, I'm wrong. That's the one that's an overblown Ashtamouth hound.
Oh, yeah.
Gibbering Fiend is something else. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Gibbering Fiend is an overblown Spark Mage Apprentice? Okay.
But it's still good.
Oh god, fucking
good.
Skin Invasion. Skin Invasion is off the scale. It is nightmare fuel, is what Skin Invasion is.
Actually, I think this is also the ugliest art in the set, if I'm being completely sincere. And I think that says something. I mean, maybe that was purposeful, but this,
it should be, though. It should be awful.
That said, also, Skin Invasion is going to kill you at your pre-release this coming weekend, so watch out for that card.
Oh, man, yeah. That is...
That is not shit. That is a very good card. I honestly think that is the blue card everybody played from, Delver. I honestly think that's their version of fair Delver for this set.
This is red Delver?
Yeah, like, honestly, because that was the one thing everybody was looking for in the set was Delver, and Delver didn't come back as a creature, it came back as an enchantment that turns into a creature. Alright,
Delver. Yeah.
Geist Blast is not shit because it's a Ghostbusters reference.
Yeah.
I'll take Dissension it. I'll take it. And it's also not a bad uncommon, in all sincerity. Dissension in the Ranks is shit because it's just two old white dudes fighting. However, on the opposite side of that, Malevolent Whispers is an old guy with an insane face, with a little devil on his shoulder, and I think that's great, so that's not shit.
Yep, Malevolent Whispers, yep.
Also sounds like a great album title, so there we go. Inner Struggle is shit, just because the last thing I need to see in my Magic set when I'm trying to get away from life is beautiful men caressing themselves in the window.
But I'm too beautiful!
No, don't touch me. Don't touch me, I'm too gorgeous.
They're also, like, Stronghold had a sorcery that did the same thing.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Spiteful Motives. This is the creepiest art in the set, and the reason I'm going to say this is, we have a priest standing in front of a closed window, with, like, a cudgel in his hand, and it looks like he's, like, nailing the window shut. And I just, you know, there's a lot of things about that picture that unsettle me, so that is shit.
All right. Spiteful Motive is shit. Ulrich's Kindred is shit.
Stenzia Masquerade has...
That's not shit. That's, like, a vampire lord enchantment thing. That's kind of cool.
That's actually pretty cool. Mad Prophet looks great this time around. Holy cow. Oh, yeah, that is...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but is that modeled off Blippi the Slug? I kind of feel like it is.
It kind of looks like him now that you mentioned it.
It really does.
Oh my god. Yeah, Blippi the Slug, for those of you who don't know, he is basically, if I had time to tell my version of Blippi's life story, I would, because he has had the craziest shit happen to him, and he's awesome.
We'd like to get him on the cast. The schedule's weird because he's wandering around Germany.
Yeah, he's currently living in a homeless shelter in Germany, and there's a reason for that. Yeah. There's an awesome story behind it, and if we ever get him on the show, we'll have him tell it.
Yeah, and he posts awesome photos.
His photos are gorgeous.
If coffee table photo books were still a thing, there should be one of Blippi's adventures. There's a great observational eye, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I think what gets me about his stuff is he takes them with a cell phone, which is great.
Yeah, and they look amazing.
Yeah. Okay, Village Messenger is shit, just because it's a little boy looking in your window at night, which is kind of creepy. Mm. Breakneck Rider gets not shit for being Paul Revere, the card.
It's a trained Armadon that flips into something, I'm sure.
Yeah. Incorrigible Youths is not shit, because it has haste and madness. Basically, it's the worm of this set.
Yeah, that's our Arrogant Worm, so.
Yeah, and the art is
also,
really
fun. Shout out to the Arrogant Worms.
Shout out to all our Arrogant Worms. Smack thine wormy appendages against each other.
They're
let's
banned.
See,
they're from Canada.
Ravenous Bloodseeker.
Discard Outlet, shit. You're gonna need them, but it's shit. Whatever.
Yeah. Dance with Devils looks... The art is very confusing. Because I can't tell if they're running into the fire or, like, dancing around the fire.
Or just jizzing fire.
Okay, we'll say that shit there for confusing us.
It's not shit in the same as the Devil's Playground. It's just it's like that.
Okay, yeah, there you go, folks. Lightning
Axe is not shit. That's my guitar.
it also is probably one of the best madness inducers in the set. Like if you didn't play with this during, I think it was Time Spiral.
Yeah, Time Spiral. I love that card in Time Spiral. I keep almost jamming it in Modern and like man. I was tempted to put in my, my Shallow Grave Titans deck as a discard outlet.
Oh, but in Constructed, the cost is too high. Like, in all sincerity, unless you're doing, like, Suicide Black Red or something like that.
I don't know, when all your vampires have madness. Shit, yeah.
next we have Vessel of Volatility, and I will say the art on all the vessels is really cool. And I like having trinkets in a set. I don't know what it is, it appeals to me.
Yeah, Vessel of Volatility is not shit. That goes into the completely creatureless cube. That's a pretty sweet delayed ritual.
Convicted Killer.
I'm not gonna talk any shit about a convicted killer.
Obviously, and he looks like Solomon Grundy from DC. So I give it that. Gastoff, Arsonist, nobody can lift like Gastoff, and 8 eggs like Gastoff. Fucking Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I'm gonna give that a not shit. I'm gonna give dual shot not shit. Or do we give it dual shit? I don't know. Yeah.
We give it dual not shitting. Like, dual that card shit. Is constipated. That's actually where we're at. Blood Mad Vampire looks really freaky, so I'm going to say that's not shit.
Yeah, it looks like not shit to me. It's also, it's got madness. Insulin Neonate is fucking Michael Jackson, so that's shit.
Holy hell, it is Michael Jackson. I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Someone pointed that out. It's actually probably not shit, because it's also like a super hapless researcher, and that guy was not shit, so.
Oh my god, I just had a horrible idea. I want to not say this joke on the podcast, but I have to. So like, you're playing casual, right? If you like, discard Little Girl from an unset with Insulin Neonate and play, do you immediately get arrested? Or do you just contest it in court? Okay. Anyways, Halpak Wolf, looks like he's got the nom, so we're gonna give him a not shit. Senseless Rage gets a shit from me because you should never be so angry. Yeah, you should never be that angry. Rush of Adrenaline looks like...
That's shit, that's just your generic pump spell. I mean, I'm a fan of those, but whatever.
Dude, it looks like it would have belonged in fucking, cons, though. Like, look at the art.
Also, I want Rush of Adrenaline to give haste, and this doesn't, so fuck it.
Reduced to Ashes looks like a really good heavy metal album cover, so that's not shit.
Yeah, but as a card, it's shit. Tormenting Voice is one of my favorite cards already, and this is another iteration that's great. It's amazing. This card's had 3 versions in, like, a year and a half. It's amazing.
And the art is really cool on this one, I gotta say.
It was in Dragons, it was in Cons, and then they're like, well, shit, yeah, it's a Madness Enabler. Oh, and yeah, the painting's talking to the person. That's amazing. So
yes, having been there myself before, that is not a fun experience. Yeah, and I'll save that story for another time.
I've been trying to jam that card since it was printed. I'm like, this is a good red card. Fucking, like, red base control should play this card. You, like, you know, pitch your expensive cards early, pitch your lands late, and you get fucking card selection. But now you get to fucking pitch madness cards.
Uncaged Fury has a really shitty CGI / effect, so we're gonna say that's shit.
That's shit. Hulking Devil is generic shit. Pyre Hound. Pyre Hound's not shit. That's got, cause even though we made Prowess Evergreen, this is gonna be a thing that triggers on instants and sorceries only and gets a counter.
But the art is also amazing. That's great art.
Yeah. I'm gonna call it shit on design, but, you know. And like we said, like, the art in general is not shit. The art will not be enough to save anything. It's gotta be more than that.
Absolutely. Voldaren Duelist gets a shit for me, cause that's just, it's a bad card all around, to be honest.
No, that's a limited house. We've seen that before. Fucking haste and makes a creature not block. That's not shit in limited, shit probably anywhere else.
Right. Fiery Temper is not a bad card by any stretch of the imagination.
Not
either.
Shit at all. Yeah. That's your gold standard fucking madness spell.
Structural Distortion, shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
Even though I love cards like that, they're all shit.
It's because they cost one extra mana, and that's all it is.
Yeah.
Period.
Yep.
Ember Eye Wolf is not shit because you will get killed by this card in limited, I promise.
Oh my god, that's not once per turn. Yeah, that card's not shit at all.
Yeah, that card's
sick. Fireball.
And the art looks like it would look really at home on any van from the 80s, so we'll give it that. Magmatic Chasm?
That's Falter, that's, whatever, who cares.
Shit.
Sanguinary Mage, generic 1-3 prowess for 2, whatever, who cares.
Yeah,
I mean,
who cares?
There might be a deck that wants that, like, if you're playing Storm-type shit mage, you probably want it, but whatever.
Alright, so we could probably go on for like 4 more fucking hours. So do we want to keep doing each color or what?
Well, we just speed up and just stop giving explanations.
That actually sounds much better. Which color you want to do now?
Green's next.
Alright, green.
Uinvald Hydra, shit or not shit?
I gotta get the spoiler open first. Yeah. Cause unlike Jeff, I actually have God's worst internet. Uinvald Hydra actually gets a not shit for me because that, if I saw that coming for me in the night, I would be terrified.
Yep. That's kind of your fixed Primeval Titan, maybe?
Get one land. Kind of. It's alright.
It does get any land, and that's something. Which means it gets Gaia's Cradle, or if your Gaia's Cradle got killed, it gets Petrified Field, or if you have a Gaia's Cradle that's still on the battlefield, it gets Deserted Temple. So.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Seasons Past is not shit by any stretch of the imagination.
That's not shit.
Silver Fur Partisan is total shit, and the reason for that is we really don't need to encourage the furries anymore after Zootopia. Like, I'm just being honest.
Yeah, Traverse the Uinvald, that is not shit for a Vincent Procci vintage artist constructed.
Cryptolith Rite is also not shit, because those effects will always have a home somewhere.
Yeah, that's a Build Around Me combo. Crazy coolness. Second Harvest, that's a doubling effect, that's never shit.
And it's instant speed, so that's great.
Yep.
Okay, Deathcap Cultivator gets the crown for having some of the most disturbing artwork I've actually seen. And I know we're not gonna do explanations, but look at Deathcap Cultivator, and then go to YouTube and look up Day-Day the Tree Man, and watch the documentary about Day-Day the Tree Man.
Yeah, that is a fucking flavor win all over, yeah. Though, getting Death Touch, I don't know if that's awesome, but that as a card is cool.
Yeah, it's very, very cool, and the art is awesome. Inexorable Blob, it's...
I'm never going to call it news shit, even though they generally are. Tireless Tracker, cares about
not
clues,
shit.
Is shit. Sage of Ancient Lore, cantrips, it's not shit.
But he costs 5 to cantrip, so he's shit.
Whatever.
Soul Swallower is our, you know, enormous fatty that gets bigger for a cheap amount of mana. So not shit. You'll get killed by it.
Yeah, I'm giving him shit.
It's not that great.
Obsessive Skinner's shit. Autumnal Gloom's shit. That's just an enabler thing.
No, it's not shit. Yeah, the transformative side of that
card
is not.
What is the other side of it?
Yeah. Hermit of Natternals.
No, it's a 4/4 Trample Hand.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah. Hermit of Natternals is not shit, I guess.
That's a dirty old man.
It's the dirty old man that draws you cards, though, so you can kind of put up with him, you know, being weird.
Yeah. And I gotta say, design side ways wise, like, the opponent casting spells on your turn to keep it from flipping, but you draw a card, like, that's kinda... That's dirty. It's gonna flip. It's gonna...
Oh, yeah. He's gonna get you! He's gonna get you! Like, every dirty old man that lives by himself. Yeah. Crawling Sensation. Not shit. Or shit. Or total shit. All the shit.
That's not shit at all. That's kinda combo-tastic. That's cool stuff.
Cult of the Waxing Moon.
Yeah, I've seen too many Doctor Who episodes about that. I'm gonna call that shit.
Yeah, it's not gonna trigger enough for it to matter. Grafmole
They always try to summon something big and then they get stopped or whatever.
Yeah, Grafmole is really cute.
Yeah, it's cute, but shit.
Shit.
Veteran Cathar, shit. Moonlight Hunt is not shit. Fucking, you know, all your creatures just pile on one other creature. That's kind of awesome.
Weirding Wood is not shit.
Correct. Not shit. Gloom Widow is not shit. That's always been a thing, whatever. I don't know why this Pacifist is a 3/3.
That can't attack unless you control something with power 4 or greater. Yeah, that's shit.
Yeah, whatever, fuck that. Cares about Wolves, that's shit. Halpec Resurgence, we're giving that a shit. We give Ulinvald Mysteries. I'm giving that a not shit. But Jack's Internet is shit. In the meantime...
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me.
You know what happened.
Your internet is shit.
Oh no, we got to the fucking card I was gonna make the not joke about, and it just crashed because we were not ready.
What?
Halpec Resurgence.
Oh.
Yeah.
Eh.
You're not ready. I kill me.
I had given that a shit and went on to Ulinvald Mysteries, which I'm gonna give not shit.
That is most assuredly not shit, I promise.
I mean, it's kind of a do-nothing, but come on, look at it.
It's a do-nothing that can cantrip, though, and make tokens.
I definitely trust people who are in, like, the, what looks like the 18th century to investigate things scientifically.
Yeah, he's clearly poking that wound, and he's like, well, that's infected.
Yep. Like, think he's got something in his hand he's gonna just put on it. Like, yeah, I'm just gonna throw some salt in this wound or something.
Throw some salt in this, and you're good. You're fine. The arteries don't exist. What do you mean, germs? Briarbridge Patrol.
Speaking of stuff related to that, I think it's related. I'm gonna count it. Over on the Chainsaw Suit Original YouTube channel, they've been doing a series of animated versions of a version of Sleepy Hollow that they did on the podcast.
Oh, hell.
I think it's up to like 7, probably 8 parts by now. And that's pretty sweet because it's their telling of, Sleepy Hollow, which they did for like a Halloween episode. And it's like very much this setting. And there's some great, like, really shitty investigation moments. So check that shit out. And what kind of episode would it be if I didn't fucking shout out Mikey Newman? So whatever.
Exactly. Briarbridge
Patrol. We'll get him on when.
One of
when I think we can manage it, when we can handle it.
Briarbridge Patrol is not shit because she has a hound dog. And it's adorable. Groundskeeper is not shit. You will win games based on that card, I promise. Duskwatch Recruit kind of looks like that one guy out of Pirates of the Caribbean, but it's still shit because I didn't like his character. Pack Guardian is actually kind of cute.
Actually, Duskwatch Recruiter is not shit at all. That card is good.
Oh, no. Not at all. Pack Guardian's cool. I like the fact it's like guarding puppies. I think that's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Vessel of Nascency, which sounds like some kind of sinus infection. It gets not shit because it looks like the Necronomicon.
Vessel of Nazanex. Solitary Hunter. I'm just gonna give that a shit.
I mean, that's He's beautiful, but...
Oh yeah, yeah. It's kind of generic draft filler, but you'll use it, you know.
Confront the Unknown gets shit because it's just more old white guys fighting.
That's shit. Byway Courier, when it dies, investigate, whatever, who cares?
Fork in the Road has beautiful art, so that's not shit.
Fork in the Road is a super flavor design win. Like, I don't know if the card's good. It probably didn't need to cost 2 mana.
Yeah.
But...
2 basic land cards, though, can't beat that.
But I love the flavor of, you search up 2 land cards and discard one of them.
Also,
because it's
the
a fork in the road. It's like you only get one.
The flavor text is pretty cute, because it's just like, this is as far as I go. Nope, I'm an Innistrad. I know what happens when you try to go to the nice place. There's fucking werewolves. I know what happens when you go to the freaky place. There's fucking vampires. Fuck this. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Equestrian skill describes how I masturbate sometimes, so that gets a not shit for me.
Yeah, I'm going to give that shit for Horsecock.
Yep. To be followed
you can't
up
see
by
any,
intrepid,
but, you know, whatever.
It's there. Horsecock is always implied when there's horses.
Yeah.
Intrepid Provisioner gets that's draft
that's
filler.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's a horse that cares about humans. You know where that ends.
Yeah. Loam Dryad is shit because it's going to require you tapping cards.
Yeah, it's probably not shit somewhere, but I don't want to play the deck where it's not shit, so.
Oh, don't you know? Inspire finally got its fucking card. There we go.
Super Kessick Inspire Enabler. Good job, guys.
Kessick Direswine. I don't want to imagine what that bacon tastes like, so that's shit.
Mm. Yeah, it might be
might
on reason.
Be on reason.
Fuck that.
You know,
shit.
It might be shit, but hey, I'm so glad that Randy Macho Man Savage finally got some work. Just saying. Moldgraf Scavenger is not shit.
Yeah, it's a shit Tarmogoyf, which means it's still not shit.
Yeah. Rabid Bite looks like something that happens in North Carolina, so that gets a not shit for me. Thornhide Wolves really just looks like a bunch of angry porcupines, so that gets a shit.
Yeah, Rabid Bite's weird because there's that other card that's like all your creatures deal damage equal to their power to another creature, and Rabid Bite is like one.
Yeah.
Eh, sure.
Yeah.
It's weird just having two cards at the same mana cost, one of which is strictly better than the other.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I'm giving it a shit.
In Magic. Yeah, that's a shit. Aim High gets a shit, because it's just, it's bad.
Yeah, Combat Trick shit. Yeah, shit Combat Trick.
Hinterland Logger. She's kind of cute, so I'm giving her not a shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one, that one gives you wood. That's good.
Okay, Clip Wings gets a shit for me for having a misleading title and art, because it says Clip Wings, but they're actually shooting her wings, so bad choice there.
Yeah, that card's also just shit. So.
Yeah.
It's like, Quill, I want to plummet, but not actually target. I want to...
Quilled Wolf is shit. Stoic Builder is not shit, even though it's just weird, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for creatures that return lands. Yeah.
Me too. I love, what is it, Loaming Shaman, isn't it?
Yeah, Loaming Shaman, and there's like some tree folk from like Eventide. Yeah.
Watcher in the Web is not shit.
Block an additional 7 creatures.
That's ridiculous. That's absolutely not shit. Okay, so we've done red and green. What do we want to do next? White?
Yeah, let's go color by color. This is fucking in-depth and stuff. Archangel Addison's front side is not shit because it's Sprankle. What do you think about Descend Upon the Sinful?
I've heard that said several times during sermons I had to attend early in my youth, and I'm going to say that's not shit because it's terrifying.
Yeah, how many times does someone just, like, bust open your door and yell that out at you?
Well, see, okay, so it's summertime now, so the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Methodists are coming out on their bicycle, and, like, you know, for those that don't know, I am deist. I do believe in a higher power, I just don't go to church. And Jeff, they all, like, every time I'm like, man, they're gonna come up, I'm gonna tell them I worship Satan or something, get them to never come back, right? Jeff, they always send, like, a nice old lady. How can I be mean to a nice old lady? they know, dude. They know to send those kinds of people to me,
don't
I swear.
Send the douchey, like, you know, kids straight out of college or straight out of high school who's doing this shit. No.
The one time they didn't send the nice old lady, it was because she was sick. So they sent her 15-year-old grandson to me. How? How can I be mean? The kid was standing there, Jeff. He was in shoes that were 5 sizes too big for him. He's like, sir, do you have a minute to talk about the Lord? Yeah, son. Come on in. Let me get you some water. You know, you just can't be mean to him. Anyways, Odric Lunark Marshall gets a not shit from me.
Yeah, I'm giving you a shit because it's too much text. Fuck it. Talia's Lieutenant is not Thalia, but is not shit. I want to give it a shit for being not Thalia, but it's you know, whatever.
I don't know. We're going to get to Thalia's art later in the set, and dude, she looks awesome. I got to say, I am looking forward to another Thalia card. Declaration in Stone gets not shit.
Yeah, that is not shit at all. That is the hottest not shit. Nahiri is sick of your shit. I put all your shit in stone. All your family and friends, fucking pillars of stone.
Henwyr, Militia Captain, we're only looking at the front side. It's a 2-2 for 2, so that's garbage. Always Watching gets a not shit for me because it's creepy as fuck.
Yeah, that's creepy in the best way, I guess.
Yeah, that's also vigilance.
Actually, I'm giving it a shit for not being called Tangible Virtue.
All right, Angel of Deliverance gets a shit from me alone just for the name. Any relation to Deliverance always gives me the creeps.
Yeah, it's not Invoke Deliverance. It also costs 8 mana. And
that girl is fire.
It costs 8 mana and has a Delirium ability, so you have to do more work besides paying 8 mana, so fuck that.
Yeah. Drogskull Cavalry is, it's way too expensive.
Yeah, I'm giving that a shit. 7 mana, 4-4. Whatever. Bygone Bishop. Whatever.
I want to say not shit, because I know somebody's gonna use that as gas for their aggro deck. Eerie Interlude is not shit.
Yeah, the one thing, Bygone Bishop, I wanna say shit to whoever on Salvation spoiled that, because that was in one of the Henwyr Chronicle boxes that got sent to the Lady Planeswalker Society. They got to spoil that card, and it had already been spoiled the day before by Salvation. I'm like, damn it, now is when I fucking hate whoever leaked that shit. So
absolutely.
So big shit to whoever did that.
Toppelgeist gets a not shit for me because that's actually not bad. And the art reminds me of the Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark book. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah, also that's your cat.
Yeah, that's
it's not a ghost or a spirit knocking shit over in the night, it's your cat. Because they hate you.
Town Gossip Monger gets a not shit for me because that actually looks like a weird kind of British reenactment of the Revolutionary War. Bound by Moonsilver.
Yeah, Town Gossip Monger, also that's another one that we could alter to be you, I think.
A fat bearded guy sitting down talking shit. Yeah, that's me. Bound by Moonsilver is it shit.
Yeah.
It's total shit.
Yeah.
Griff's Boon gets a shit from me simply because the art is very confusing because you're expecting
a
Pegasus.
Yeah, because it's not a fucking Griff.
Yeah.
Fucking fire that art director. Or maybe they already have, I don't know.
Not Forgotten is another instance in which we have
How do they not have a million slush art of fucking Griffs?
And exactly.
Griff to give a boon to. Like, this is the only flavor fail I've found in this set so far.
Forgotten is probably not shit, but we're not gonna spend too much time on it. Open the Armory. Okay, look, I have maintained throughout this set that this thing is fucking borrowing from Dark Souls and Bloodborne. This is the most obvious case of that.
Yeah, what is that weapon he's carrying?
Also, fucker just took on the Petrified Dragon.
Yeah, also anyone who liked Steel Shaper's Gift is gonna love it.
Absolutely. Let's see here. Near Hearth Chaplain, that gets a shit just because it looks bad. I don't know. Shepherd looks...
All these cards that exile themselves from your graveyard for effect, I'm gonna give a not shit.
Because you will use those in Limited.
Yeah. They found a way to give creatures flashback without, like, Unearth. Like, you know, Unearth was kind of it, but they found another way, so, yeah, sure.
Spectral Shepherd is not shit because, there's been several cards that are like this, and this is by far the strongest one out there. So, Returning Spirits is never bad. Tenacity is gonna blow you out.
Yeah, but it's generic, it's shit.
Yeah. Hope Against Hope is also very generic and requires too much board control, but that art is gorgeous. I love that art. That's something I actually want as a playmat. I think that's really nice. Humble the Brute,
Hope Against Hope, shout out for the art of the card, shit.
Yeah. Humble the Brute is Bloodborne the card, and it's shit. Yeah, Nahiri's Machinations
It's too expensive.
It's garbage.
Nahiri doesn't have fucking machinations. She's just
pissed off.
Unless you call, like, encasing someone in stone a machination. Like,
I mean, what does she do to these town people? Run up to them and be like, hey guys, you know all this horrible, like, monsters that are parading around in the dark? I know who did it.
Sorin, I'm going to take everything from you. Isn't fucking machinations. Like, who named this card? Nahiri's motivations? Nahiri's declarations? Nahiri's declarations, that's what I'm gonna call it.
There we go.
Also, I'm giving that card a not shit.
Yes, it's very not shit. Yeah. Pius Evangelo.
Also, I'm gonna give it a not shit and wish it was Eric Deschampart, because it's cool, but you know.
Exactly. Pius Evangelo, flavor win, but it's shit.
I'm gonna give it a not shit for looking like Pete Postlewaite.
There you go.
Yep.
Let's see, Reaper of Flight, that's way too many goddamn words for a title name. Reaper of Flight Moonsilver gets a shit from me, because yeah, that's way too much shit. Reading. Avacyn Missionaries, who are also people you don't want to see show up to your door, gets a shit.
Yep.
Paranoid Parish Blade.
I don't care
Blade.
Enough to look at the backside of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's shit. Best yeah. Of Ephemera is shit. That one's too expensive.
Yes, it is. Apothecary Guys has really awesome art there.
Mm. Yeah, that one's not shit. We've seen, like, even kind of marginal creatures that gain you some life. That's not bad. That's not shit. Dauntless Cathar has that Exile from the Graveyard Clause. That's not shit. And is, you know, rate on the body anyways.
Chaplain's Blessing is generic life
that's
gain.
Shit.
It's,
yeah.
It's shit. Yeah. Kaithar's Companion looks really ferocious for a puppy.
Mm. Yep.
It's like they wanted to make a really angry-looking dude, but they fucked up because they didn't read the art description halfway through, so they were just like, let's just give him four legs, and he's a dog now.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, this art started as a werewolf, but it kind of got away from us, so let's make it that. I'm going to give that card a not shit. Three ones that get indestructible, that's cool.
Yeah. Militant Inquisitor is shit, because there's just not that much equipment in this. Yeah, the equipment in this set is garbage.
Yeah, and if you've got a lot of equipment, it's on Militant Inquisitor, and way overpowering what that is, so fuck.
Yeah. Inquisitor's Ox is shit.
Shit.
Bad, bad, bad.
Emissary of the Sheeples is shit.
Yeah. Moorland Drifter, also shit, because it looks like this rock is farting, or it makes it look like it's a giant steaming pile of shit.
Mmm, yeah. Yeah, I'm giving that a shit. That's just a bear with delirium.
Strength of Arms is the premier white common of the set, I think.
Actually, yeah, that card is not shit. I really want someone showing off there are biceps for that, but, you know.
I'll take a very beautiful-looking Thalia. She dyed her hair. She got her hair dead.
Mm.
Stern Constable gets
a... That pointy sword. Sword could pop a little more. I'm going to give a slight critique on that, but... Also, I love, like, the washed-out, like, background.
Oh, yeah. This actually makes me eager to see what Thalia's going to look like, or be, I should say. Stern Constable is a delirium enabler that taps guys, so it's definitely not a limited shit card. A limited not shit card. It's good. It's good.
John Stanford did that art, and that's good. On, Strength of Arms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that is nice.
Stern Constable. I'm a Stern Constable.
You kids are smoking that reefer over there again, aren't you? That'll turn you into werewolves, boy, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Patrolling that park at night for kids smoking, yeah.
Puncturing Light shit.
I'm giving that a shit because Greg Staples didn't need another cheap removal spell. Revenge of Charges constructed. Fucking rich get richer.
Exactly. Unruly Mob is not shit. It will be decent and limited.
Nah, too much setup. I'm giving it a shit.
Silver Strike's a shit.
Yeah.
Ethereal Guidance is not shit, and it's a ghost hug. And everybody wants a ghost hug. Let's see here.
That gives it a...
yeah.
Inspiring Captain is uninspiring, and doesn't have inspired, and doesn't give your creatures inspired, so yeah, he's uninspired.
Devilthorn Fox is shit.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, this is a generic 3-1 for 2. How fucking many of those we have?
Survive the Night is shit, despite having cool art.
Yeah, it costs too much. I want to give that a not shit. If that costs, like, 1 or 2 mana, I'd give it a not shit. 3 is just too much.
Angelic Purge is definitely shit.
Mmm. That's another really great sword pointing at you from the art. But,
Thraven Inspector is not shit, and that kind of reminds me of Pennywhite.
No, Angelic Purge is not shit at all. That card's not shit.
Dude, that's way too much unless you've already got some tokens on field.
Whatever. You'll sack a permanent if you fight, like, to exile artifact, creature, or enchantment for 3 mana, you'll do it.
Thraven Inspector reminds me of Betty White, and it's a one guy that creates a clue, so that's not shit. Expose Evil is also not shit.
Mm.
Terrible art. Terrible art.
I'm gonna give it a shit for exposing oneself. That's,
okay, yeah, that's always...
Don't expose your evil, kids.
Don't be mean to the missionaries and don't expose your evil.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to blue, and then we'll be able to wrap this up in just a minute. Yeah.
So the first card, Jace is a shit, but Unraveler of Secrets is not shit.
Starlord Wake is not shit, by far.
Yeah, that's... I'm going to give that a shit because I wish I could put it in the creatureless cube, but I can't because it transforms into a creature.
Geralt's Masterpiece is also not shit.
Yeah, Jason Rattler, by the way, also goes straight into the creatureless cube. This is the first set in forever that's been good for my fucking cubes. We had a colorless theme set that put fucking token creatures into play as the, like, random tacked-on ability. That was shit for both of my cubes. They got, like, one or two cards out of that whole fucking pair of sets. That was crap.
All right.
Dragons
was
full of morph. Yeah. All of Tarkir block was full of morph, which is all colorless, like, and that didn't fit in the colorless cube, and they were all fucking creatures. So, yeah. Anyways, Geralt's Masterpiece. I'm giving a shit. What do you give?
I don't think that card's shit. I think that card's gonna have a home, to be honest.
Yeah.
Rattle Chains. I feel like this is the sleeper card of the set. It's too fucking good.
Yeah,
even if it is narrow.
As a longtime fan of, like, God, there was some frog in...
Spore Frog.
Not Spore Frog, it's Plax Manta from Dissension. And this is, this is kind of that, not only spirits, but, I like flying creatures with flash. I'm a sucker for them.
Welcome to the Fold reminds me of Eyes Wide Shut, and it has Madness, so that is not shit.
Yeah, that card's not shit.
Forgotten Creation is an easy Delirium enabler, and it has Skulk, which is not shit.
Yeah, that card...
Dig, dig, dig.
Yeah, you will fucking wreck your library with that card.
Engulf the Shore is not shit, just because of what it does.
Yeah, that's not shit.
That is also not Emrakul, people. I don't think that's Emrakul by any
stretch
of the
imagination. Yeah, that's a Kraken.
Yeah. Confirmed Suspicion is blah. That's a really overcosted counterspell.
Weird. Yeah, I'm gonna give that a shit.
Yeah. Epiphany
nice,
of the Drowning.
Nice try, but it's a shit.
Yeah, if a counterspell costs 5 mana, you need it to do something more than, hey, you have to pay an additional 6 mana to draw cards.
Yeah, yeah. 11 mana to counter target spell and draw 3 cards. Clearly shit, even if it's in installments.
Alright, Epiphany at the Drownyard is a scalable fact or fiction.
Well, it's not. It's a scalable steam augury. But that makes it way, 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 way fucking better.
Yeah. It's so not shit.
And it's that it's X plus 1 means that even casting it for X equals 1, so casting it for 2 mana does something that's not shit. Like, revealing 2 cards, splitting them up, and getting one of them, like, that's still not shit. Because at that point in the game, they're not going to know what you fucking need. Is he digging for a land? Is he digging for that spell? Like, what does he need? Well, I don't know. And the fact that it scales up, like, once you're doing that for, like, 4 or 5 or 6 or something, like, you know, it's gross, yeah.
Yeah. Nephalia Moondrake, shit. Blah, 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 dragon, does nothing.
Yeah, blue dragon, shit, whatever.
Thing in the Ice is...
distinctly not shit.
Very distinctly not shit.
Even though that thing you find in the ice usually is just a dog shit that's been there all winter.
Yeah, this card is very good. I've heard people say that this is actually as good, if not better, than Snapcaster Mage.
I don't know about that. I've heard it called Blue Tarmogoyf, and I think that's more apt.
Oh, absolutely. Manic Scribe, shit.
It's way more work, but it pays you for doing what you want to do already. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, Manic Scribe is definitely shit. Broken Concentration, shit. Shit.
Holy crap, Madness on a counterspell is insane.
Really, though?
Yeah.
I've got to be missing something here.
Is it insane?
You're terrible.
Well, probably because, I mean, it's the Jace Rinse Prodigy factor. Like, you can loot it away and counter something.
Huh. Okay, I can understand that.
Think of it a little more like Dismiss. It's counter-target spell draw card.
For fucking 4 mana? Really?
Yeah, in formats that had real counterspells, like better counterspells than we have today, people would play Dismiss because it didn't cost a card.
Huh, okay. Yeah. Essence Flux is not shit. Blink effects are never bad.
Yeah.
Erdwall Illuminator is, that's shit. That's shit. Corpse shit. Brawler. Wow, that's a hell of a name.
Balls with your corpses. I'm afraid to give that one a shit.
I'm afraid to give that one a shit, too, because it's two bodies.
I'm giving that a not shit, because that's good vampire tribal shit in blue.
Yeah.
Like,
let's see
the
here.
The blue zombies in the original Innistrad didn't really interact with the black zombies very well. Like, they were like, okay, these have to be different zombies. They do different things and stuff. But, like, whenever I tried to put, like, blue-black zombies as tribal into a cube, like, they got the blue-black, they got, like, the lord, like, the captain, and they got, like, the, I think that wasn't even from that set, that got you a token if you controlled, like, an island that was black. I'm like, that was it.
Yeah.
So, like, there's some...
They've worked a lot harder on it this time, because I think the flavor win here is Geralf actually became a better Stitcher. I think it's what's implied with a lot of the zombies here.
Yeah.
Let's see, Fleeing Memories, it looks like an acid trip, so I'm giving that a shit.
Butterflies in my brain!
Butterflies in my brain! Never chase the animals, folks, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that one is a test of what clues are worth.
Yeah. Reckless Scholar is shit.
No, Reckless Scholar's never is shit. He's a three-mana looter. He's good.
Uninvited Guest is,
Uninvited Guest.
That's not shit. Let's see here, because Skulk is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Stitchwing Scab is very interesting. It's, I want to call it shit because of what it is. It's a 3-1 flyer. But being
Yeah, I'm going to give that a not shit because that's way better than, like, the Geralt's Masterpiece thing, which has kind of the same ability.
Yeah.
Like, give me the one that's cheaper to begin with. Fuck it.
Yeah. Trail of Evidence is not bad, so we'll say that's not a shit because being able to cantrip at will is pretty nice. Daring Sleuth looks
I'm
going to
give it a shit. As much as I kind of like the art where he's, like, walking over books to get to the Drown Yard, the card is shit.
Yeah. Let's see here. We're up to ongoing investigation.
What does Daring Sleuth do? He gives a 3-2 prowess.
That's not too terrible, I guess.
Yeah, I'm giving him a not shit.
Okay. Ongoing investigation looks pretty boring.
Yeah, that sounds takes a lot of time and effort, so. Okay.
Yeah, they're just trying to find that one girl in the arts contact. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Oh yeah, that's a card that would be not shit if it was any graveyard, not just your own.
Yeah. Rise from the Tides, I see put a 2-2 black zombie token in the battlefield tap for each. Whoa, that's not shit.
Yeah, that's not shit at all. That's another good, blue card that plays with black zombie.
That card is not shit by any stretch of the imagination.
Aberrant Researcher is shit because...
It's not fucking Delver. That's basically what people wanted from it. It's not Delver, it's upsetting.
So, for one, we get to see what Delver of Secrets should have cost. Like, the flip side of Delver's Secrets costs 4 mana, and you don't want to play this. There's a better card for Delver decks, Thing in the Ice. Like, they were spoiled within, like, a day or two of each other. I'm like, oh, this is what you actually wanted. Everyone who wanted, like, that Delver of Secrets, like, flavor, like, and effect and stuff, Thing in the Ice.
Well, I still think Skin Infection is probably the common you're going to be looking for here from the set for cheap, effective creatures. Yeah. All right, Compelling Deterrence.
I'm gonna infect so many fucking Mog fanatics. Not even funny. These things are getting diseased.
It's the giant bug, man. And they never come in until it's too late.
Yeah.
Like, hey, does this look bad? Yes. Yes. Hell yes, it looks bad. Compelling Deterrence gets not shit because it's bounce and discard, which is nice. Over pages.
And it's Zoidberg.
It is Zoidberg. That's funny. Pour Over Pages gets, that's
a shit. Yeah.
You get to untap 2 lands and draw 3 cards.
If it was an instant, it'd be not shit, but, but untapping lands. Actually, I'm giving it a not shit, it goes in the Creatureless Cube.
Invasive Surgery is not shit.
That's not shit at all.
Vessel of Dementia is, that's pretty bad. We're gonna say shit. Deny Existence is shit. Let's see here.
Generic, we always get those. Drown Yard Explorers are shit. Ghostly Wings is shit. Gone Missing is a fucking hat in a pond.
Shit.
Yeah, it's shit.
Let's see here. Nagging Thoughts is not shit. Yeah, it's Scrying, Delirium Enabling. Pressing for Answers gets not shit for me because the art is adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've seen that, that's... Though, I don't know, interrogating that, I don't know how that's gonna work.
He looks so sad, though. Like, he's genuinely upset he destroyed the town.
Like, It's like a stitched up GIMP. Like, what is, I don't know. There's things you'd press him for, they're not answers.
Seagraph scab, shit. Syllablurn snapper, shit.
Shit.
Stormtide spirit, shit.
Not
Silent
shit.
Observer.
I'm soft for flying creatures with a flash, so I'm gonna give it a not shit.
Okay. Silent Observer is shit.
It's shit that's gonna ruin your day more than you want.
Sleep paralysis is shit.
Catalog is shit. Like, it's maybe not shit with madness, but it costs 3 mana, so whatever.
Jace is shit.
No one wants that, that's shit.
Just the Wind is not shit.
That's not shit at all.
Lamplighter of Selhoff, let's see. That's not shit.
Does
he
light
that's
the lamp?
Does
he play hockey?
Ever?
He's got extra arms, so he should be good at hockey.
But he's just holding all the lamps, so he's never actually going to hold the hockey stick.
Yeah. I'm giving him shit, because I think he's too slow and clunky on the ice. I don't think he really lights the lamp that often.
Pieces of the Puzzle is not shit.
Yeah.
It digs for 5 cards.
Pieces of the Puzzle is not shit. We skipped Niblis of Dusk.
That's
kind of a
really
generic prowess that probably costs too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stitched Mangler enters the battlefield tab, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's not that great. Yeah. Shit. Furtive Homunculus is adorable, though, and
yeah,
that is not shit.
That's getting a not shit just because it's a homunculus.
Also, Skulk on this is pretty effective, so that's not shit.
Yeah.
Alright, we go on to, finally, the last color. By God.
Yep. Now we get right, black.
Which,
Relentless
arguably,
Dead is not shit. It goes in the colored mana only cube, and it's a house.
Behold Beyond is not. Behold Beyond is also not shit. That is a good commander card.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Actually, I'm gonna give it a shit because it's gonna lead to some like. It's like don't try.
Yeah.
Like, we're just gonna make it really easy to assemble whatever 3 card combo you want. Like, you know, you got a whole bunch of mana. Behold, the Beyond. Here's my combo, I win.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Watch me masturbate.
Mind Rag Demon is shit. I'm just gonna go ahead and call it. That's shit. Let's see, Diagraph Colossus is most assertive.
Actually, no,
Mind
Rag Demon is not shit. I'm gonna contest you on that and call him not shit. Diagraph Colossus, also not shit.
From Under the Floorboards is awesome. Not shit.
Yeah, not shit at all.
Ever After is really awesome, and it's a flavor win. It's a married couple coming back from the dead, which is nice.
Yeah.
Asylum Visitor is not shit, because it's kind of stupid Dark Confidants that'll have a place in 8-Rack. Triskaidekaphobia. Phobia.
Before we get to Triskaidekaphobia, Asylum Visitor is really cool, so that's not shit at all.
Yeah.
The fact that it triggers each player's upkeep, and for if that player, like, that's a big deal.
And the fact it would fit at home in Suicide Black, and it's a 3-1, that's pretty nice.
Yeah. Oh god, and like imagine like casting that for Madness off a smallpox. That's dirty. It's real dirty.
Triskaidekaphobia is shit. The art is cool, but it's still shit.
I'm giving that a not shit for so many reasons. One of which because it goes in the completely creatureless cube as an alternate win condition effect. Which that cube loves everyone it can get its hands on. And just the fact that, like, having exactly 13 life and you lose, like, come on.
they tried this with Heartless Hidegetsu's Right or something back in Kamigawa. And it's alright. Like, you will get beat by this card and it's going to feel terrible. But Triskaidekaphobia is you're never going to get that beat by it. To the Slaughter is not shit. Unfortunately, it's probably some great removal of the set.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that is not shit.
Elusive Tormentor, let's see, what does it flip into?
I'm gonna give that a not shit, because that's fine on the front, as just a discard outlet as a 4-mana 4-4. Oh god, yeah, that card's weird. It's a,
That's very strange. Yeah. We'll give that a not shit just for doing something weird.
Yeah, that's not shit because it's really cool.
Alright, let's go back here. Markov shit.
Yeah, that's shit. That's too expensive.
Tooth Collector's really fucking creepy.
Tooth Collector, yeah. Yeah, we're giving him a not shit. That's a good effect.
A Cursed Witch from
that's
my perspective.
Maleficent, like from the movie, so fuck that.
I'm giving that a not shit though on the flavor front, because a lot of European folklore involves around not pissing off the witch's grave and shit like that. So that's a not shit.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to give the infectious curse side a not shit. Because that's they managed to get an aura curse into the set. It's not a theme, but they found a way to transform a creature into an aura curse. And give him credit for that.
Kindly Stranger, yeah, Kindly Stranger shit. The delirium on that just takes way too much to set up.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, that is some very scary looking art.
Yeah, that card's shit, though.
Yeah, it's so shit.
I want a card called Behind the Scenes to not be shit, but it is.
Guess
like, what
does
that have
to
do with, like, you skulk? Like, I don't think giving all your creatures skulk is even good?
It's not that big of a deal.
And then, like, expensive pump all your dudes? Like, that's an effect I expect to find on, like, a common bear? Like,
yeah.
What? That should be more cool than that.
Yeah. Giss's Bidding is definitely not shit.
Yep, yeah, not shit.
Ghoulsteed is shit. Biting Rain is actually hilarious.
Ghoulsteed's another one I like better than that fucking Giralf's masterpiece. It's got that same fucking, like, kind of ability where you pay some mana and discard some cards and return to the battlefield.
Oh god, I actually like this card better too. Wow.
Better than Giralf's masterpiece. It's a new rating.
Biting Rain is actually not shit. And the art is just hilarious because it's teeth raining down from the sky.
Yeah, that's not shit.
Pale Rider of Trostad is not shit.
Yeah.
That's Slender Man, though. That's what it is.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Okay, Morcrot Necropod. Oh, god, that's a mouthful. That's pretty shit, actually.
Yeah, shit.
Oh, I mean, it's not bad, but you're eventually gonna get blown out because you have to sacrifice lands to this thing. Liliana's Indignation, I think, in something like Suicide Black would not be bad at all.
Yeah, I wanna give it a not shit, but I think it's shit.
Oh, it's definitely it's shit. Really like, it's cool. Never gonna be more than a one of.
Yeah, it's, god, there's something so cool about it, but it's not good.
Creeping Dread is really interesting, but it's still shit.
No, that's not shit. Things that make your opponent discard every upkeep, those are good.
Call the Bloodline is not shit by any stretch of the imagination either.
Yeah, give me some fucking support for Night Tribal, bitches.
Let's see here. Olivia's Bloodsworn is shit. No, well, yeah, that's not shit because it gives vampires haste.
Yeah, that's not shit at all. No, I'm a sucker for 2/1 flyers who can't block for 2.
Indulgent Aristocrat is not shit.
Ugh.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
All right, now I do want to defend Sinister Concoction here. A lot of people are thinking about, oh, you know, this is terrible, blah 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 blah. Honestly, it does seem like a high cost, but in limited, I feel like this is going to be a particularly effective Delirium Enabler.
Yeah, I'm going to give that a not shit because it's efficient and it's a Madness Enabler, and yeah, like this card is if you liked Lightning Axe. You're gonna love Sinister Concoction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heir of Falconrath shit. Pick the Brain looks like a bad version of the Drowning Pool video. Vessel of Malignity is it's shit.
Yeah, that's
it's pretty shit. Because it could have been a Bone Skull Augur, which would have been much better. Murderous Compulsion. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, we actually have proof that Brian Kibler murdered a man during the creation of this set, so that gets a not shit for me.
Yeah, who did he kill? That's the question.
You know, this is the year where if you're a murderer, you really don't want to get caught. First, we have, like, Ted Cruz coming out as the Zodiac Killer. I know Brian Kibler murdered
I wouldn't say
man,
him
not
coming
just...
out. It's not like it's like, my fellow Americans, I am the Zodiac Killer. No, that's it's like a fantastic running joke.
No. There's proof. He's tried to deny it, but why is he denying it unless he has something to hide, Jeff? And then, you know, we have Brian Kibler, who not only murdered a man, but paid wizards to have somebody digitally paint him murdering the man with a smile on his face. So there you go, Brian Kibler's murderer.
Yeah, that card's also pushed. Like, Assassinate usually costs 3 mana. This costs 2 and has Madness.
Yeah.
So, like, that's... If you like Fiery Temper, you'll love Murderous Compulsion.
Alms of the Vein, I want to give shit because of the original mana cost for it, but the Madness rating alone makes it definitely not shit.
Yeah, the Madness on that is not shit
this,
at all.
This is super bump of the night.
I'm trying to find a burn spell that, like, goes to the face that wants that, but there kind of isn't.
Ghoulcaller's Accomplice is not shed.
Yeah, yeah, it's got that Exile from Graveyard thing. Grotesque Mutation, holy crap. I'm actually giving that a not shit.
That gets a not shit for me, too, because of the lifelink.
Yeah, the three power and lifelink is a... Like, those two things together is really cool. And, man, that's a toothy mouth in a hand.
Oh, yeah, try to fap with that, folks.
Yeah, also, that hand has Emrakul tentacles.
Those See, everybody tentacles. Keeps saying that, but I don't actually think Emrakul's going to be in the set. I'm just being honest.
That card's really strong pointing towards it. Especially the way they turn purple, like...
But I don't know, man. I would need something more substantial than this one card. But anyways, okay. Throttle shit.
Throttle shit. Raymond Swanland got it, though, so that's cool for him.
Sanitarium Skeleton is, I want to say not shit, because that's very clearly Iron Maiden. But, you know, it's not shit. I don't think so.
Shit for being no reassembling skeleton.
Okay, I can agree with that. Stallion of Ashmouth is a beautiful horse.
Who's with the fucking Ashmouth?
Stallion of Ashmouth is shit. Let's see here. Rancid Rats
are shit. They're shit because why do you need Skulk on a Death Touch creature? That's like the opposite of what you want.
Actually, I think that card's more effective than you think it is.
One Death Touches? I mean, a 1-1 Death Touch is fine, but they basically say unblockable.
Yeah. Also, there's a H.P. Lovecraft reference here to the rats in the walls.
Yeah. And also, like, you want your 1-1 Death Touch to get blocked by something bigger. Like, who gives a shit? Like, if a two anything blocks that, that's good. You want that
exactly.
to happen.
Vampire Noble is shit. Rotten Heart Ghoul is pretty shit. It's way too expensive for what it is. Mentor, let's see here. That's okay, I guess.
That's kinda shit.
Twins of the Marrer Estate is kind of interesting.
Not shit and is cool.
And it's disturbing, yeah. Merciless Resolve, let's see here. That's okay. I mean, being able to sack a land is nice, but you're never gonna do it. Macabre Waltz is okay.
I'm giving that a not shit because Macabre Waltz is a cool card to begin with, and that art is amazing.
Let's see here. Farbog Revenant. That's pretty shit.
I'm giving that a shit.
Yeah. Hound of the Farbogs, which is also what would that be? Sherlock Holmes? Yep, that'd be Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, that's Hound of the Baskervilles, yeah.
Yep, that's still shit,
that shit. Crow of Dark Tidings.
That's shit. That's way shit.
Yeah, that's shit. And Deadweight is not shit. Shambleback is not shit.
That's not shit. And I think that's do we want to go over the mixed cards?
Yeah. Oh, Shambleback also, that's going to make it into the Colored Mana Only Cube.
Oh, nice.
Cool card.
All right, let's see here. What would the mixed cards be under on Mythic Spoiler?
Well, there's the Cup for the Artifact.
You know what? Let's just go to the main page and we'll read over them real quick.
Yeah, the main page will be easier for...
Because this recording's gotten really fucking long, and I completely forgot there were mixed cards in the set.
Gold! Yeah, we'll hit gold, artifact, and land real quick.
Okay.
See, this goes pretty fast, because you're getting cards and you're like, shit, shit, not shit, you know, whatever.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Arland
Cord
is not shit, we already talked about
it. Arland Cord is erection-inducing, she is not shit.
Yeah, not even knowing what she did, not shit at all. Nahiri is not shit, Sorin is not shit.
Sorin is shit. Sorin is most assuredly shit.
Sorin is not shit in the least. That is
Olivia Mobilized for War is not shit, and I also I want to throw whoever the artist was for this a bone, no pun intended, because I can tell they went to painstaking detail to make sure she didn't have a bulge in her skirt this time.
Yeah, and that is Eric Deschamps, and I'm going to give my little bit about those two cards. He also did Sorin. Great cards. I wish I could play them in Vintage Artist Constructed, but I don't have black mana or red mana for that matter.
Sigarda is shit. Sigarda's shit.
Yeah, that's a shit Sigarda. It was never going to live up to the original, and surprise, it didn't.
The Gitrog monster is not shit.
Not shit at all.
Not shit by any stretch of the imagination.
That card is amazing in so many ways. Altered Ego feels like it was left out of Gatecrash. Like, it didn't make the cut in the Gatecrash design doc, because that's a Simic card.
So yeah, that's shit.
Yeah.
Anguish Unmaking is
It's not bad, but it's just, it's the card that feels like it was designed for a different set.
Yeah.
Given that, original Innistrad had Evil Twin, come on.
Exactly.
Come on. I'd rather just have Evil Twin back.
Anguish Unmaking is definitely not shit. That card's very good.
Not shit at all.
Fevered Visions is, the art is really weird. Say what?
That's such a moment, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's see here. Fevered Visions is not shit because I'm going to make American Turbo Fog and try and make it work.
yeah.
Invocation of Saint Traft is definitely not shit, and it's a flavor win, though it does seem really strange to have Saint Traft, gently massaging her shoulders.
I'm giving that a shit because, putting enchantment effects on creatures is good. Putting creature effects on enchantments is shit.
Yeah,
this is the wrong way. That. This card's trash. I put on my Invisible Stalker, and now I've got worse than if I had just played a fucking Geist's Saint Draft.
Let's see here. Prized Amalgam is not shit. It's not Gravecrawler.
That's not shit at all.
But it's not shit.
That card is Legacy Dredge playable, not shit.
Let's see here. Brain in a Jar is not shit. I really like Brain in a Jar.
Yeah, that card. Ooh boy, yeah. That's a spell Aether Vial?
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's real.
Corrupted Graphstone is not bad at all for a Mana Rock.
Yeah, we don't really get 2-mana Mana Rocks anymore, so I'm going to give it enough shit.
Slayer's Plate is the typical beefy artifact equipment. It's a shit.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Tamiyo's Journal, I feel like if...
Shit.
Yeah, it's shit. Harvest Hand is shit.
I do like, though, that they got Scarecrows into Innistrad.
That's nice.
They found that as a way to get Scarecrows back. They don't really matter, but... Hey. Actually, what's the other side of that, anyways? Oh, that's kind of interesting because it turns into an equipment?
Huh.
But it turns into a bad equipment that you don't want, so...
Yeah, never mind that.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm giving it shit.
Epitaph Golem is shit. Haunted Cloak is not
bad.
No,
Epitaph Golem is not shit. You shut your fucking mouth. That's a fucking, that's a Soul Devi Digger on a creature. And you know what that means?
What?
Fucking Grinzo! Gonna get my Grinzo on!
Haunted Cloak is most certainly not shit.
I'm still on this. It's fucking Soul Devi Digger that Grinzo can hit with his ability. That's amazing. Anywhere else it's shit, but in Grenzo it's not shit.
Runaway Carriage is not bad. Ball Lightning for an extra. So that's not bad.
It doesn't have haste. I'm giving it a shit, but I like it.
Skeleton Key is not shit. Skeleton Key is actually pretty cool. Free card draw.
That card's gonna be surprisingly not shit.
Yeah. Wildfield Scarecrow,
another Scarecrow.
Yeah,
card as shit because we very recently got the fucking stag that sacked and put lands into play. This just puts them in a hand.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fuck that.
Thraven Gargoyle is not shit.
I'm giving that a shit because neither way transforming it keeps it from dying. The front side of that should be an 0/4.
But I feel like this could be an effective blocker, though, in the early game, at least.
The front side should be an 0/4, because the whole thing about gargoyles is that they're stone, and so they don't attack, but they're hard to kill, because it's, they're stone.
Well, they have shitty rocks and Innistrad.
But then it turns into, it turns into a gargoyle that goes, flies around, and fucks up your shit, and then it turns back into, you try to kill it, and it turns back into a stone. So yeah, the front side of that should be an 0/4.
I want to like Neglected Heirloom, but it seems so bad.
Also, it doesn't have the ability to turn back. What kind of gargoyle can't turn back? Fucking trash. I'm giving this card the biggest shit of the set. Because it's also a huge flavor fail when they had a brilliant fucking opportunity.
You are angry about this.
I am. Me designing this card. One mana 0/4, or even better, a 2-mana 0/5 or 0/6 on the front side. Give it probably less mana to fucking transform into that 4/2. The 4/2, sure, that's fine. Cause you want to be able to show off the fact that you can flip it back. and then give it, you know, a decent mana ability to flip back. But like this is, what is this? This isn't
hey,
a fucking gargoyle. This is
trash. Jeff, you've been going on for 5 minutes about a common.
It's an uncommon. But it's okay. It's a major flavor fail and a misuse of the transform mechanic. Like, I don't know who in development fucked this over, but I'm gonna blame development.
I'm going to say Neglected Heirloom is also equally shitty. This easily could have been a rare and been much better and done something cool.
Yeah.
And that's such a flavor fail.
I kind of like it.
I kind of like it, but I just like, I don't know, like, if you're going to have the secret, you know, weapon that they find in the attic or whatever that turns out to be some super awesome something, I just wish it would do something else.
Yeah, I wanted to do more too.
Magnifying glass is okay.
I will note though that it's a Vulcan Baga equipment that can fit in his Vintage Artist Constructor that's not total shit.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's mostly shit, but it's not total shit.
Magnifying glass is okay.
Yeah. Oh, also the Haunted Cloak, also Vulcan Baga equipment.
Also not shit.
For that Relic Warden to get, that's not shit. So yeah.
Alright, let's see here. True Faith Sensor.
Did we do Magnifying Glass?
We did. It's not shit.
I'm giving it a shit.
Okay, I can understand that.
Also, fucking Eye on the Shoulder. Creepy.
True Faith Sensor isn't terrible. That's the human tribal.
Yeah,
equipment.
It is. I'm giving that shit. Wicked Witch is shit.
Shard of Broken Glass is the most weird fucking equipment choice I've ever seen in my entire life.
There's something I like about that. It's... I want to give it not shit, but it's shit.
It's total shit, because it's going to burn through your library, too.
God, it's garbage. Yeah.
Explosive Apparatus is... It's not shit.
Yeah, that effect's not shit.
Yeah. All of the lands are also decidedly not shit. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, they're...
The only one I really don't like is West... Yeah, the only one I really don't like, honestly, is Westvale Abbey, because everybody keeps being like, man, this is such a cool token card. No, it's not, because, like, if you play this in Commander, they're going to path to exile the demon, and then you're going to be fucked. Like, no, it's really not that good of a card.
Yeah.
So, Drown Yard Temple...
I want to talk a little bit. There's two land cycles we got going on here. One is just a tap land cycle, which I hate, because it used up some great fucking names. Seriously, Stone Quarry. That's a great name. Do something better with that. Forsaken Sanctuaries, this nice generic name. Do something better with it. Foul Orchard, great name for a green-black duel. Do something better with it. Woodland Stream. How did we not have a land name that already? Same with, like, Highland Lake. How did we not have, that name already? These are great names that got put on generic fucking tap lands when we had a cycle of lands that needed to be filled out. Like, these should have been... These should have been... They're same colors, but like the Battle for Zendikar lands. Like, everyone was like disappointed that that cycle wasn't finished in Oath of the Gatewatch. At least fucking finish it here. And it would be like oddly appropriate for Innistrad, because original Innistrad finished the Buddy Land cycle with the enemy color ones, for it to do that again with this. It would have fit. It would totally fit. No. Wasted names on shitty tap lands.
You get spicier the later the evening goes on.
Yeah, though I will give shout out to Vincent Proce, got another land for fixing, so that's cool.
Also, I just want to say they had a beer fail here, because Foul Orchard easily could have been Angry Orchard, and it would have been interesting.
Well, Angry Orchard should definitely be a creature land. But...
let's see here.
Missed opportunity for Angry Orchard being the land that transforms into a creature.
Oh, precisely, yeah. And also, you could have actually had it be, like, a non-shitty creature land as well.
Yeah, let's have a green land that turns into a fucking tree folk. How hard is that?
Precisely. The only land I think that's actually really worth talking about, because Westvale Abbey's bad. It's shit. It's really shitty. Like, you guys want it to not be shit, but it's shit.
Yeah, I'm giving it a shit.
Drownyard Temple
is not... The flip side
has
haste. The fact that the flip side has haste...
That's the only saving grace of the card, though. I mean, you're having to, like, spend 5 dudes and 5 mana to get Path to Exiled.
Yeah, dies to Path is not a good argument.
I mean, I know it's really not a good argument.
It has Indestructible, so it dodges a lot of lifelink. It has Haste, so it dodges anything sorcery speed. And flying lifelink and Haste means that's gonna have a big impact probably before it gets removed.
I mean, yeah, you're going to get smacked with it once, but this definitely isn't going to fire off in standard. I mean, come on, dude. And in something like Commander, which I'm back to playing, apparently, there's just too much. Like,
well, yeah, it's not a fucking Commander card.
Like, no, it's so bad. Like, this might be a...
Yeah, in Commander, you're not paying 5 mana to pump out one dude, like...
No, even the transformative effect is actually what kills me. Sacrificing 5 creatures, unless those creatures have some kind of, like, something that you get from them dying, I don't know. Maybe in Savra, or decks like that, where there is some kind of fringe usage, but
yeah,
no.
I mean, if you want to talk Commander, Commander's a place where you get just arbitrary creatures. Like, you can... There are decks that if you want creatures, you're going to get a shitload of creatures. And, you know, this might just be a thing. Like, I was hearing, like, elves, talk of, like, elves doing it.
That
kind
seems
of interesting.
Really weird. Yeah, that, I can see that working there.
Like, if you get it, like, when you get, like, excess mana and I don't know when you'd probably have to crop, like, it'd be a thing you'd crop rotation for. So, like, if you got a bunch of mana off a cradle, you'd crop rotation for this,
but, like,
and then...
Is that even better than playing Eureka and getting Progenitus, though?
Well,
or,
more often they're
going to
natural
the
order for they're going to natural order.
That's what
for
I was
going to
say. Yeah, that's actually what I was thinking of.
Yeah, and that's probably better. But like a land, land's not counterable.
That is true.
Also, like Legacy lands probably plays one of these. Like, I'm giving it a not shit.
Okay, I think
Temple is not shit. That card's amazing. A land that gets itself back. Oh yeah.
Pox, several different lists are gonna love this thing. And I'm pretty sure that concludes our set review, doesn't it?
Yeah, Warp Landscape is...
Meh.
I'm giving that a shit, that's unexciting.
Yeah, it's such a...
The rare cycle of lands, I'm just disappointed that only two of them have flavor text. Like, just, like, the templating and formatting on those just looks really awkward. Like, you line them up next to each other and it doesn't look like a cycle. Like... God damn it, Jack, your internet is shit. You're in here this shit again.
I don't know what to think about it, because quite frankly, I actually don't play with the newer duels enough to actually warrant looking at them. And like in the formats that I do actually play, I have real duel lands, so I don't care.
Yeah.
For me,
just looking at them on Mythic Spoiler hurts my eyes. Just from like a visual design aspect. Like, like the font sizes are different on all of them. And like, I guess, the blue-black one and the green-white one are formatted the same way. Okay. So if they were all like that, that'd be okay. But then, like, the red-green one doesn't have flavor text, but has smaller text. Why? I don't put it under space. And, like, the...
Oh, God, these are ugly.
The blue-white one and the red-black one have flavor text. It's different numbers of lines, so that, like, the red one has, like, super tiny text. Ugh, it hurts. All right. These
but on functionality, though. On functionality, though. Are these actually...
giving them a shit, too. You're going to play them in standard, but they're shit otherwise. They're like bad fast lands. Because, like, later in the game, you're just not going to have basics. And the other thing is, like, early in the game, relying on basics, like, the more of these you play, like, I don't know.
I can see these being really effective and just aggressively tiered.
Like,
quick mana decks.
But they force you out of... They compel you to not play all the good utility lands we have. And there's so many good fucking utility lands. And these are like, no, you don't want to play those.
Come on, boy. You know you want this too, man. All right. So, anyways, I think
I'm sometimes untapped on turn one. I look aggressive.
I think we're done with the set review because I am fucking exhausted at this point.
I'm also going to give a minor shit to the basic lands for only having 3 of each. Like, we usually get 4 or 5 of each. So that's fewer opportunities for new basics for Vintage Artist Constructed. That's a big shit on us right there.
But they're gorgeous as ever.
Oh yeah, they look fantastic, but that's, you know, mildly disappointed. There's not more.
Alright, so overall, what are we giving this set? A shit or not shit?
Overall is not shit.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I concur 100%. This set is actually pretty good. And to be honest, like having
grade A not shit.
Yeah, having to keep up with the just casually looking over the spoilers over the last month, especially with everything else going on, that's honestly kind of what motivated me to start thinking about Commander again, which I am going to, at the very least, attempt to write about here sometime in the next month. So keep your eyes out for that. And Jeff, we have gone way fucking long.
If we'd gotten an episode in like the last month, there would have been like so many fucking boner test cards.
Oh, absolutely.
Many of these cards pass the boner test, but that's not what this review was about. This review was about shit or not shit. And I think we did that.
If people enjoy this, we'll make it a regularly recurring thing as well. We promise.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Jeff, go ahead and give your contact information before I fall asleep.
I'm Jeff Good. I'm at Low Guppy. The cast is at Not Another MTG. If you feel like emailing notanothermagicpodcast@gmail.com, fucking go for it. Why not? And thanks, as always, to Professor Elemental for his lovely music that we use from time to time on our intro, outro, and incidentals.
All right. I am Jack LaCroix on Twitter. You probably should be aware that I'm not safe for work, and by probably, I mean extremely not safe for work. You can email me at jack@mtgcast.com, and you can listen to this lovely podcast and many, many others each and every week over at cardconfidants.com, where we have great content by everyday people. And this has been Not Another Magic Podcast.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch the hood wink. Since I make you stop, think you'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot Swiss, I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits, you try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake out like a sink and ache and shake out like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can't I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral, can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. Have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve, have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me, threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me, I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon, you realize it's not my fault, but a moment too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, and now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting and Pantrick, like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better gloves, gonna find the kind with tiny numbers, so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral, can't understand what I mean, but you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve, I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me, dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday you just smiled at me, cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.